Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again on tonight, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm going to do as I always do. I'm asking all listeners if you will please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along and receive the Word of God and see it for yourself as it's being delivered to us on tonight. So again, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to receive the word of the Lord on tonight. I'm going to ask all listeners, as I always do, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor because of who you are, Heavenly Father. You are so worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you're not like man, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because only you can forgive us. Only you can forgive sin. So that's why we thank you that you're not like man. So we ask that you would forgive us on tonight. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities. I pray in Jesus' name, not only for me and my family, but every listener over the worldwide network on tonight, every doer of your word. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins, so that we can be continue to be faithful doers of your word, and that everything we do for you in the earth will not be in vain, that you will be glorified through us individually and then as the corporate body of believers. And the Father, is our prayer on tonight that should there be any listeners that are not saved in Jesus' name, we pray that they will be able to hear a word on tonight that will prick their hearts, that they will be able to come to Jesus Christ by opening their own mouth and confessing their sin and asking him to come into their hearts and save them. And they will come to know and fulfill their God purposes in the earth, is our prayer for each one of them, even on tonight, in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we pray for those that have backslidden on tonight, that through your word on tonight, something will be said that will draw them back to you. And then also for the faithful doers of your word on tonight, we pray that this word on tonight would be strengthening words to strengthen us in the body of Christ, that we will continue to be built up and lifted up to continue to do what you have called for us to do in this in the earth in these last and evil days. So we just thank you for your word on tonight. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would move by your spirit on tonight. And Heavenly Father, before we go any further, we want to lift up especially those that have been affected by the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas on this week. Heavenly Father, we want to especially pray for all of those that have been affected, and especially those in a special way for those that have lost the loved ones in that shooting over in Santa Fe, Texas this week. Heavenly Father, we not only lift up those families, I come lifting up our brother in Christ, Lewis, whom I met on this morning at the McDonald's. You know exactly who he is. And I lift up our sister Lucy, who I met at the Eastland Mall on today. And not only her, but Pastor Frank Collins Jr. and his family and ministry that you have allowed us to cross the path even on today. And not only them, but all faithful doers of your word, Heavenly Father, all those that maybe have sicknesses in their bodies, minds, and spirit. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. So we ask the Lord that you would continue to be the comforter that who you are, that those that have lost loved ones all over the land, Heavenly Father, let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love in the midst of loss, in the midst of going through something that some may have never experienced before. Let them know that you're God and you are in control and you have them and that you will comfort them. You will be everything that they need you to be. All they need to do is stand on their faith in you and call upon you, because you said we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. So we just thank you that you are not like man. You are faithful to watch over your word, to perform it in the lives of your saints. So we ask that you would continue to comfort us with and to believe everywhere in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every listener on tonight. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry. Continue to bless those that listen faithfully. And we pray that something will be said, being said and received through your word not only just tonight, but down in the past and also in the future. Everything that's being said through your word is being received, Heavenly Father, for those that are listening in, that they will be blessed by it. And so we just thank you for the opportunity to be a blessing to the body of Christ over the worldwide network through this worldwide platform and ministry, because we know it's not about us, it's about you. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it. We're not worthy of them, but we just thank you for them. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your son, Jesus Christ, his sacrifice and the shedding of his blood and his dying and his rising with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand with the victory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for mankind. And so now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit over this worldwide platform on tonight. We pray again that your words will be received on tonight in love. And so, our God, we pray that everything that's done on tonight, that you will be glorified by it. And, oh, God, before we close out this prayer, we don't want to fail to mention President Donald Trump and all world leaders. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you would touch their hearts. And if they're not saved, it's our prayer that they will be saved before it's too late in Jesus' name. And that when they do pray, Heavenly Father, that you will be able to hear their prayer as they pray to be led and guided by you to do what's right for all people, that you will be glorified through them. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just ask on tonight, Heavenly Father, that you would move by your spirit on tonight through this worldwide ministry and broadcast on tonight, that you'll be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, stop focusing on where you have been. Focus on where God is taking you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, it comes to us saying, stop focusing on where you have been. Focus on where God is taking you. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I will be bringing the word on tonight. I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and your papers ready so that you can follow along as we go through the word of God on tonight. And for those of you that are ready, the message title that I have or the topic that we'll be talking about on tonight, it's what happens when we come together in love and unity. Once again, tonight's message title is, What Happens When We, as Christians, When We Come Together in Love and Unity? So we're going to be using various scriptures. So I do. That's why I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. Again, I pray that this word will be received in love, because I can only give what God gives to me to give to the people. So it hits me first before I deliver it to the people. So I pray that it be a blessing to someone, that someone's spiritual eyes will become open and be able to receive this word on tonight, so that we can be transformed, not only you, but some of this is for me too, so that we can all be transformed by the renewing of our minds to be able to do with a wholehearted heart and a faithful doers of God's word, that we can do it in love and in peace and harmony and unity among our brothers and sisters in Christ, that God will be glorified through us. And that is our prayer for tonight, that you will be able to receive this word and apply it to your life, and let the Lord deal with you if it applies to you. It do not apply to everyone, so don't get offended. If you hear this word and you think that I may be trying to say something, then you may think that I'm out of line. I thank God for the word. That's why I always have to. We always have to back up what the Lord reveals to us. We have to back it up with the word of God. So that's why I thank God for the word, and that's why it's so important that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with us as we deliver God's word. Well, before we go into the word on tonight, we're going to do our music break, and I pray that everyone is blessed by this song. And for some reason, the Lord has placed in my spirit, because someone is in need of this word through music. We need to know that because of what we're doing in the body of Christ, because we know that we are called of God and we are faithful doers of God's word, we need to be reminded sometimes, and we should always aim. Our goal, our aim should always be for higher ground in the Lord. So I'm praying this for myself as well as for someone else that's listening, a higher ground in the Lord. So be blessed by this musical selection.
I'm pressing on.
Bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord once again. I do believe that song is for someone on tonight, because the reason I say that is because sometimes when we are being doers of God's word, when we are being faithful doers of God's word, sometimes we can get discouraged, and sometimes we feel like throwing in a towel. And yes, you have, but because I'm seeing it more and more, and not only am I seeing it, some of you may be seeing it as well. Some faithful doers of God's word are getting weary in well-doing. And so that's why we have to be focused and remember to keep our aim and our goal should always be focused on higher ground in the Lord. So that's why I prayed that again on tonight, and I pray that it was a blessing to someone on tonight that will lift up your hearts to give you the encouragement and to know that your living and your work for the Lord is not in vain. So you keep the faith, keep moving forward in the Lord, and know that the best is yet to come for you as long as you stay focused and stay faithful and committed unto God and not man. And you just be the doer of God's word that he has called for you to be, not someone else, but you. So I pray that that song has blessed someone on tonight. Well, as we get ready to go into the word of God and tonight, again, I will be delivering the word. And once I did not say this, but tonight is Saturday, May 19th, 2018. And I am, again, Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr., over the show's title, once again, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? So I will be bringing the word, getting ready to go into the word right now. So I do pray that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready. Tonight's message title is, once again, What Happens When We Come Together in Love and Unity? Once I have a question here that I would like to ask, and I am going to ask this question because I do believe that there are others that may be listening that may be asking the same question, because I see this a lot and I hear it a lot. And again, I pray that all of this what the Lord is saying through me on tonight, that's why I ask the Lord to help me to decrease so that he may increase in me, and he will lead me and guide me into what to say and how to say it. So that's why we have to have the scripture to back us up. So the question for tonight is, why do some, not all, why do some Christians want what God has blessed others with? And that's a real good question, because it do happen. So again, why do some Christians want what God has blessed others with? When Christians do this, and there are some Christians that do want what God has blessed others with, what are you saying to God when you do this? Are you saying, really, you are saying, not is you, are you saying, what you really are saying is you're telling God that he made a mistake by blessing them and not you. Yes, I said, you are really saying to God, when you want something that God has blessed someone else with, you're telling God without even opening your mouth. You're telling God, because he reached our hearts. You're telling him that he blessed the wrong people or the wrong person and not you. He made a mistake. Well, we have a scripture for that. If you return, I hope you have your Bibles. In the King James Version of the Bible is one I will be coming from, all of just the scriptures for tonight, starting with Exodus pertaining to this question. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 17. I pray that you have your Bibles, and if you do, please go to Exodus chapter 20. We're going to look at verse number 17 and see what it says to us on tonight regarding this question. And it says to us in verse number 17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, which is a donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So that pertains to, that was back in the beginning of in the early Old Testament, when it was still talking about them, and it still applies today. What it's saying to us today, if you see that God has blessed your neighbor, for an example, illustration. If you have a neighbor and you live in whether your neighborhood is nice, upscale, or maybe even not even an upscale neighborhood, but you constantly see your neighbors being delivered new furniture, or they may get new cars, or they're getting their house upgraded and new roofs and new windows put in on their house, and for some reason you've been trying to do the same thing, and you've been praying about it, and it seems like you can't get the finances, the income, to be able to do what you want to do pertaining to your own house, but yet you see your neighbors, and maybe they are going to church, maybe they are saved in Jesus' name, maybe they're not, but you don't know their circumstance, you don't know how they are getting their income to do what they're doing. So when you start getting jealous and envious because you are seeing what they're getting blessed with, but you're still waiting on your blessing to be able to do the same thing, then you start getting angry within yourself, and you're saying to God, when you start complaining about why are they getting blessed, why are you blessing them and you're not blessing me, and I should have what they are getting, I should have what they're being blessed with. So you're telling God that he made a mistake. So we just read the scripture that tells us that we should not be covering, we should not want what God has blessed someone else with. God knows exactly what we need. So that is why it's so important that when we pray, and I'm so glad that God searches our heart and he's not like man. So when we pray, and he did say in his word that he would give us the desires of our hearts if we walk upright and live right before him and do what's right. So we cannot go around hating on people or being envious or jealous when we see them getting blessed before our manifestation come to us. So we should be happy for our neighbors and our friends when we see that they are being blessed even before us. But there are some Christians, even yes, we know that some worldly people act and think this way, but we do have some Christians that feel the same way and do think the same way. But you are making a mistake. You need to ask the Lord to forgive you if you are thinking this way, because he makes no mistakes. He knows exactly when to bless us and how to bless us. Why? Because he knows if we are ready for the blessing. Again, it is dangerous when we say that God made a mistake when he blesses someone else before you, and you see that they're getting the same things you've been praying so hard for, but and don't seem to be coming your way. So you need to be reminded of what that scripture just said, Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 17, and pray and ask the Lord to deal with you in your spirit regarding that, so your heart and mind can be changed about the way you think about how God blesses others before he blesses you. So we are going to move forward, and when we see these type of things, we also have to check our own individual motives and attitudes, and because sometimes we fail to remember that God knows, again, it goes back to God knows what's in our hearts. And sometimes we do have some people that are Christians, but they do have hidden motives and agendas. So, and we have to be watchful as well as prayerful, even though some Christians that we deal with, and be led by the Spirit of God, because some Christians, they love God and they try to be a doer of God's word, but the Lord sometimes reveals to other saints, you know, sometimes he'll let us see the different hidden motives and agendas that are in some Christians. And so, again, it goes back to those type of Christians, they fail to remember that God knows what's in each and every one of our hearts. These are the type of Christians that say they love God and they love their Christian sisters and brothers. Again, they say these things with their mouths, but in their hearts, their hearts is far from it. They don't really mean what they say. So we need to remember that God still blesses. He said it rains on the just as well as the unjust. He knows exactly when to bless us. So it is time out for today's Christians to be envious and to be jealous and hating on one another when God is blessing our sisters and brothers before us. So that is a part of what's wrong with the body of Christ today. And the world is watching us Christians. When we say that we love God and we are so caught up in the world and materialistic things, we are trying to be men pleasers. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and it's all pertaining to being caught up in the flesh. We want to satisfy the flesh. We want to be like our neighbors. We want to have what they have. Well, maybe you cannot afford what your neighbors have. Maybe you, again, it boils down to maybe you are not ready for that. And God, again, he knows our hearts, And sometimes when we do pray and ask God to give us what we ask for, and he do say he will give us the desires of our hearts, and again, he is a promise keeper, he will give us the desires of our hearts, but he knows exactly when to give us what we are praying for so that we can turn around and give him the glory and let the world know that it was God who blessed us with what we asked for. It is God who healed us when we know that we were sick in our bodies. And we know that if Jesus Christ, if God had not intervened, that we would not be here today. So we just want to say thank you, Jesus, for the word on tonight. And I do pray that the word is being received on tonight. Again, it's not about me trying to get down on anyone, but I can only say to the listeners as what God reveals to me that needs to be said, because he knows who's listening and he knows exactly what each one of our needs. It is said to say, but there are some bishops, there are some pastors, male and female, who are competing against one another. Even today, I know that it was back in the Old Testament days, there were some that were envious of one another. In the beginning when Saul, Cain and Abel, jealousy, he slew and killed his brother out of because of jealousy. And so it's still going on today. Sin. We have pastors, believe it or not, and it goes back to some, not all pastors, not all denominations. We do have some. I've seen it with my own eyes, and I know that some of you who are listening, you have witnessed it for yourself. We have some pastors that are out trying to preach each other. They are so jealous of another pastor because the size of their membership. They're jealous of how another pastor teach or preach, not only the pastors, but we even have some musicians in the church who are trying to outplay each other. We have singers in the church, in the body of Christ, who are really, really truly anointed by God, but they let the flesh get in the way. And that's a trick of the enemy. And they want the flesh takes over, and then they want the world to know that the Lord has blessed them with a voice. And sometimes when they're singing, you really can't even feel the anointing on their life because they're so focused on the attention on them. So God gets no glory out of that. And sometimes we even have people that are just so full of themselves. We even have. And I've seen it many times. There are some deacons and that are in the body of Christ who are trying to fulfill the role of pastors, and they take over their position and trying to tell the pastors how to run the church and how to preach the word of God. All of these things all comes back to a form of being envious or jealous, or they feel like the attention is not on them. So it's so important that we be very careful that we do not do these things, because the world is watching us, and it's no wonder that we sometimes cannot get the unsaved, the still spiritually blind, to come to the house of God and be saved and hear the word of God and be saved in Jesus' name. Why? Because they see that we are not together in unity. We are not together in love. We're saying it with our mouths, but our actions are saying totally the opposite. And not only are they seeing it, but God is looking down. He sees it too. So these type of things should not be. And these are all tricks of the enemy, because the enemy, he searches. You know, he don't search our hearts, but he sees our. He sees what we do for the Lord. He sees our commitment, our faithfulness. If we are really faithful to God in our work for the Lord in the upbuilding of His kingdom, the enemy he sees if we are being faithful in our prayer life. We are faithful in studying the word of God. So the enemy, he is still the same. He have not changed. He is still going around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He is still going around destroying ministries, marriages, families, communities, even nations, even today. And we wonder why today's churches are losing members and souls are still being lost. The spiritually blind are still spiritually blind. And why? Because too many Christians are connected to the things of this world today. And that is not pleasing to God. We can, and that's another reason why we cannot seem to get those who are still spiritually blind to come to the house of the Lord and hear the word for themselves and be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name so that they too can come to know their God purpose, and they too will be increased and built up in their most holy faith, so that God will continue to be able to use them, and their God purpose will be fulfilled in the earth. So, as Christians, we need to remember it is so important to know that what happens when we come together in true love and unity. Again, the world is watching. Those that are not saved, they see us. They are watching. And so we, too, are going to, all of us, the Word of God says that we all are going to be accountable for every deed done in this body, the good and the bad. And so that's why we do not want to be one of those that are a scatterer of God's flock. We do not want to be a liability to the kingdom of God because we are jealous of our neighbors. We're jealous of our coworker. Why? Because our coworker got a new elevated position on the job, and you thought that you should be the one that got that position because you've been there longer. You got there earlier, and you stayed late, and you took shorter lunch breaks, and you feel that it was your time to receive that position, but for some reason they gave it to someone else. So we need to remember that God knows what's best for us. He knows exactly what to bless us. So it is time out for Christians being jealous and envious of one another. That stops us from fulfilling our God purposes, and that stops us from upbuilding the kingdom of God. And so, again, the world is watching, and not only is the world watching, God is watching. So we need to stop being caught up. And sometimes it affects me sometimes. So this all applies to me, too. I'm not exempt. So this applies to me as well. So as Christians, we need to stop getting caught up in what's going on in the world. The Lord says in his word, we are in the world, but we are not of this world. So people of God on tonight, children of God, faithful doers of God, know that when our flesh kicks in and takes over and we start wanting what God has blessed someone else with, or we get jealous of someone else's talent or gift, because we need to remember and know that that is not of God. God is not pleased with that. And we also need to remember that sometimes we have a tendency of always trying to blame everything on the devil. Well, the devil is the reason why I act this way. The enemy is the reason why I got in my flesh and I got jealous because my brother in Christ received something that I thought I should have got, or my sister in Christ got something that I thought I should have received. But that's all the trick of the enemy. And people of God, we need to start looking around the individuals and see who is causing the individuals to act out the way they are acting. That includes me sometimes. And so we need to realize in the spirit, we need to see and look beyond the flesh and know that it's the enemy working through the individual, even to the point that they want something that someone may want something that you have. Someone wants someone else's husband. Someone wants someone else's wife. That woman, that man is not for you. You need to step back and let the Lord direct you and send you or lead you to whom he wants you to have. Because if God wants you to be married, if God wants you to have a spouse, he will lead and guide you to that spouse or that spouse to you in the right time. If you pray right, if you live right, if you stop being envious or jealous of others that are getting their spouse or their mates before you. So that's another trick of the enemy. Some people feel like, well, I'm getting older and I'm not getting any younger, and my better days are behind, and so I want a spouse too. And so do wait on the Lord. And if you are sincere about your spouse, you wanting a spouse, and the Lord is preparing your spouse for you, and he is going to send your spouse in the right time. So stop being envious or jealous about your friends or your neighbors, or even church members or coworkers that are getting their spouses and falling in love and getting married even before you. So your time is set. Remember this, the story of Sarah and Abraham when they prayed for a child, and look how old they were before the promise came. But God is still faithful, and what he says he's going to do, he's going to do it. Not only for them, but he's the same God. He will do it for you too. So don't get caught up. We need to stop getting caught up in the things of what other people are being blessed from God with before ours come into the natural. So, again, it's all a trick of the enemy. Again, he don't care. He have no shame. He don't care who he attacks. He don't care how he do it. He's destroying, and we see it all the time. He is destroying ministries left and right all over the land. He's destroying marriages and families, communities and nations. And he's good at what he's doing. And I'm not patting him on the back, because why? We as Christians, we need to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And we can do that when we come together in love, in unity, and stop being envious, stop being jealous of one another about what God has given to someone else before he blessed you with, because he has enough for all of us. What he said he's going to do for you and for what he's going to do for me, trust me, again, God is a promise keeper. He's going to do just what he said. And then while we are waiting on our blessing and while we are praising others that have been blessed before us, and that's another problem with some of the people in the body of Christ today, we don't know how to be happy for others that get blessed before us. And that can be a downfall, or that can be a reason why the Lord withholds some of our blessings from us, because he sees our attitudes. He knows our hearts. So when we see others being blessed before us, we should truly be happy for them, especially if they are in the household of faith, especially if they are your sisters and brothers in Christ. When God blesses them before he blesses you, don't get envious, don't get jealous, because your time has come, because God, what he has for you, it is for you. And so you just have to wait until the Lord blesses you. So in the meantime, be happy for your sisters and brothers. Join in celebration when they are elevated on the job, or when they get a new car, or when they get a new house or a new spouse, or their income increases, or they get a new position in the Lord. Be happy for them. Praise the Lord with them. And God gets a blessing. He gets joy out of when we come together in unity and in love, when we are faithful and when we are happy to see our sisters and brothers get blessed even before us. It comes down to this is another part of the lesson that is kind of separate from what we just talked about. But why can't we be more fully committed and faithful to God and our local churches today? It goes back to some churches are so envious of what other churches are doing, how the Lord is elevating some churches, why their membership is growing even faster than yours, and you may have been praising and serving the Lord for a long time, and this new ministry just came up and just blooming out of nowhere, and the Lord is blessing that ministry beyond the walls, and they have to extend and build a new addition to the church, or to build a larger edifice of churches for until the glory of God. And then some pastors and some members in the body of Christ get so jealous of that, and that's a trick of the enemy. So we cannot be fully committed to God. We cannot be faithful to God in the church while we are being jealous of and envious of our brothers and sisters in Christ when their ministries are growing. We should be celebrating them. We should be praising God for them and with them, that God is doing a new thing in their ministry, and he's elevating them. So when we stop being jealous and envious of one another and what the Lord is doing in others' lives before us, then when that happens, when we stop and stop doing it wholeheartedly and truthfully from our hearts and ask the Lord to transform us by the renewal of our minds, so that when we do see these things happen, he's blessing others before us, that we can be receptive and receive it and go in and celebrate with them as the Lord is blessing them until our time comes for our blessing to manifest in the earth, in the natural. I have a few scriptures here. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Kings. And this is, again, why it is so important that we be fully committed and faithful to the Lord. We're going to look at two different scriptures. 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. And then the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. And I'm going to turn to that real quick while we are everybody is turning together, and I'm doing the same as we speak. But it is time out for even churches, even pastors, being jealous and envious and hating on one another because of what God is doing in the lives of others before us. So again, we must remember that all of those things that that causes us to act out in the flesh because of others being blessed for us, know that that's, again, all of that is a trick of the enemy. He wants to get us off focus and off track and off our God purpose, and so that we would take more time out and be so envious and jealous of what God is doing in other people's lives that we cannot focus on what God has called us to do. So again, that's the trick of the enemy. And so he is on his job. He's doing exactly what he has been doing down through the years, and he has not changed. So we are now in 1 Kings chapter number 11. We're going to look at verses 4 through 6 and see what it says to us pertaining to this. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Antrioch, the goddess of the Zozotanian, after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully watered, and not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. So again, it goes back to some churches are trying to do what other churches do, and you are not equipped to do what other churches do. Stay in your lane, even in the ministry, even where your church are. Let the Lord lead you where he wants you to be and where he has planted you. And then we wonder why some churches are not growing in the Lord today, because we're trying to, again, imitate and be like other churches. Be the church, be the vessel that God has anointed and called for you to be for such a time as this in these last and evil days, so that we can be come together, and we can come together in love. That's what happens when the church come together in unity and in love, and we can be faithful doers of God's word individually, and then not only individually, but then as a corporate body of believers, we get more done when we work together. So again, it goes. I like this when it ties in with the scriptures. Said the effectual prayers of the righteous. That means more than one person. The righteous avail as much. So when we pray and ask the Lord, even in our churches, when we are praying and asking the Lord to grow our ministry, so we can praise Him and worship Him together in truth and in love and in unity and in peace and in harmony with one another, without the enemy intervening or our flesh intervening and allowing greed, with hidden motives and agendas, jealousy and envy and hate come into play, because that's exactly what the devil does, and he's still doing it today. And it seems like he's more harder at it today than he was ever before. And sometimes the body of Christ are sitting back and allowing it to happen, and that's why we have so many people in the world who are still scripturally blind. They will always remain scripturally blind until the body of Christ come together on one accord. Because again, it goes back to they are watching us, and sometimes we are on the only truth that they will see, the only word of God that they will hear. We are living scriptures. We are the living word. Jesus Christ is the living word. But if we have the word of God in us, through the Holy Spirit, people, if we have the Holy Spirit in us, people, they see that too. And they know if you are being, they know if you are a true doer of God's word. They know that if you are living your life on a daily basis as a lifestyle, as a true Christian, without hidden motives or agenda, you telling the sinners they shouldn't be doing one thing, and you turn them around doing the same thing that they are doing, and you wonder why you can't get people to come to church and be saved in Jesus' name, because the body of Christ are so busy being caught up in ministries and churches being, again, jealous of one another, pastors being jealous of one another. All of this needs to stop. God is not pleased with that, and souls are being lost every day because we are not about our Heavenly Father's business, doing what God has called us to do, and that is to be compelled to go out into the hedges and highways and draw men, women, boys, and girls to Jesus Christ where they can be saved, because we know that the enemy do not want them to be saved. And that's what he does. He wants them to remain spiritually blind so that they, when they their life is over on earth, that he will have them throughout eternity forever. That's exactly what he wants. But so it's up to us, Christians. We need to get on our job. We need to get back to doing what God has called us to do. And first, that is to start being about our Heavenly Father's business individually and then the corporate body of believers. When we start coming together in love and in unity, in harmony, and in peace with one another, because people are dying, going to hell every day because the body of Christ are not on their jobs. They're not doing what God has called them to do. Again, I'm not exempt. When the Lord called me to do something, if I don't do it, then the Lord is going to hold me accountable, just like he's going to hold everyone else accountable for what we do and what we do not do in our bodies when we have a chance. It's said that many souls are being lost today because of what's going on in the church, because of envy, jealousy, and strife, and people wanting what other people have, and that is not of God. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of James. We're going to look at chapter 1, verses 4. I'm sorry, James, the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. And it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a doer of the word, and not, I'm sorry, but if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But those who looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." So it behooves all of us to be about our Heavenly Father's business. When we say we are fully committed to God and we're faithful to God, he knows it or not. And we say we're faithful and committed to God and our local church. It all goes back to, again, we have to be very careful about how we are living our lives, even as Christians in the world today. Because it goes back to the word of God. It says we are Christians, we are saved in Jesus' name. We are in the world, but we are not to be of the world. So we should not be going around being envious and jealous of one another when God blesses someone before you receive your blessing. And another reason we see this happening today, a lot of Christians, unfortunately, do let pride get in the way. And we're going to look at a scripture that pertains to this, the book of Job. I pray that you have your Bibles. Turn with me into the book of Job. We're going to see what the book of Job says to us. Chapter number 35, pertaining to pride. And that's another reason why the body of Christ cannot do what God has called us to do. Go back to sometimes the pride comes into play. And believe it or not, we let pride get in the way because we want what somebody else have, and we don't even know that. That's our pride, and it shows even in our faces, sometimes even in our actions. When we let pride take over and rule our lives, and not knowing that while it's ruling our lives, it is destroying us at the same time. We're going to look at in the book of Job and see what the book of Job has to say to us pertaining to pride. Again, that's chapter number 35. And I am turning to it now. The enemy is a liar. He don't want me to get to it, but I am going to get to it while you are finding it as well. Again, Job chapter 35, I'm almost there, because we need to hear what the word of God says pertaining to this. Not what I'm saying, not what I think, but what do the word of God say pertaining to pride? And here we are in the book of Job chapter 35, starting at verse number 11 down to verse number 13, and it says, "Who teaches us more than the beast of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven? There they cry, but none giveth answer. because of the pride of evil men. Verse number 13 says, surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. So it is so important that we remember that pride is dangerous. Pride always comes before the fall. That's not what I said, but that's what the Word of God says. And while we are talking about pride, if you have your Bibles, turn into the book of Proverbs. I'm still talking about pride. And all this falls back, and sometimes even in the body of Christ, even in the church, even today. And that's why, another reason why the church is not growing, why the church cannot do what they are called to do, some individually, and then as a corporate body of believers. That's why some churches are not growing, because not only some of the members let pride get in the way, but we have some pastors who have allowed their pride to get in the way, and that stops the or hinders the ministry from growing to be everything that God has called for it to be. And so we are looking in Proverbs chapter number 8, again from the King James Version of the Bible, starting chapter number 8 in Proverbs, verse number 11 down through 17, and it says to us, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge with witty interventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy in the evil day. In the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. For I am understanding, I have strength. Be my king's reign, and princes decree justice. By me princesses rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them, verse number 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. So we, and verse number, that's verse number 17. Again, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. So again, it goes back to, we need to go back to the old landmark Christians. Sometimes we need to go back to the old days where all parents could correct children without being fearful of being beat up by parents when they know their child is unruly, but they can't control their own children at home. And it all starts in the home, and then it spreads abroad. That's what the Word of God says. We need to go back to the old days when the mothers of the church had the opportunity or had the right to correct a young woman when she came in the sanctuary and dressed improperly, or people, the young men that come in the church, the ushers had the right to, and the holy boldness to go to a young man that may not even be aware of his surroundings and come into a sanctuary or synagogue with his hat on his head. You know, there are some sanctuaries or synagogues that do not allow men to come into the church with their hats on their heads, but we do see in some churches, the young men, even older men, just walk up into the church, even almost to the front of the sanctuary, with their hat on, and sit halfway through the service, unless someone get their attention and let them know that they need to remove their hats. You know, that's just being respectful to God. And so we are so, some Christians today are so caught up in what's going on in the world that they cannot fulfill their God positions or their God purposes. And so, again, that's a trick of the enemy. He wants us to get off our guard, and he wants us to be so caught up in what the world is doing, and he wants us to be just like the world. And the problem with these type of Christians, they fail to remember that God knows exactly when to bless each one of us. It goes back to that. Some things others have God given. Let me rephrase that. It goes back to sometimes God blesses others before we receive the same thing that others receive them receiving, the same thing that we've been praying so hard and so long for, and they seem to continue to be blessed. 1 week you turn around, you get a new car. The next week you turn around, you get new furniture, you get a new refrigerator, new stove, a new furnace put in. They're always getting something, and you just don't seem to be getting anything. So that flesh take over, and we get started getting envious, and it could be another sister and brother in Christ that's saved in the Lord, just like you and I, and we get jealous of what the Lord is doing in their lives. And that, again, not only goes to pertaining to Christians in the body of Christ in the church, it goes to Christians on our jobs. It goes back to that. It goes back to our family members. Sometimes we get jealous and envious of when the Lord blesses someone in the family before us, and they can be praying the same prayer we're praying, and they just seem to be always getting blessed before us. And we get, and that's why some families get divided and fall apart. And out of relationship with one another, all because of envy and jealousy, because someone is hating on another family member because God is blessing them, and they cannot learn how to wait on the Lord and remember what the Word of God says. He reigns on the just and the unjust, and what He says He's going to do for you, He's going to do it for you, and He knows exactly when to bless each one of us. So we need to stop being bamboozled by the enemy and letting our flesh arise. And letting jealousy kick in, and we just get beyond ourselves, and we cannot. We're so focused on what other people are being blessed with that we just drop the ball on what God has ordained for us to do, and ordained for each one of us to do individually, and as a corporate body of believers. Again, it goes back to drawing souls to Jesus Christ, being living epistles where people can see Jesus Christ in us. They will want to know what it is about you. How you can keep a smile on your face, even though they may know your situation and know you've been praying for something, and they see that you're not receiving it, but your neighbors are receiving it, and they see you how you're rejoicing and you worship and praising God for your neighbors and your friends and your family members' blessing. And so that's what we need to get back to, being joyful and happy when we see our neighbors and our family members and our Christian brothers and sisters being blessed even before us. So again, He knows when and if our hearts and minds are ready to, and prepared to receive what we have prayed so hard for, because it goes back to, again, He promised that He will give us the desires of our hearts. But it goes back to, are you a faithful doer of His word? Are you fully committed with your heart, with your whole heart, and not just lip service? Are you being a doer of God's word and not just a hearer only? So this is another reason why I am so grateful, and I know that there are listeners on the internet on tonight and maybe listening by phone. We are so grateful that God is not like man. I'm not going to turn to the scripture, but when you have time, you can turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 23, and verse 19, and then also Numbers, chapter 23, verses 20, and then Isaiah, chapter 55, verse number 8, pertaining to why God is not like man. Well, while we are talking about that, I'm going to go to that scripture right now, why God is not like man. And I am so glad that I see that we're about to run out of time, but turn to those, find those scriptures and read those scriptures. So in closing, Christians, I pray that Christians today start genuinely and sincerely start showing happiness for those whom God blesses before we even receive our blessings, so we can be able to draw others that are still spiritually blind to Jesus Christ, so that they can be saved in His name, and so that they too can come to know and fulfill their own value in the earth for His glory. So we must stop allowing our flesh of envy and jealousy and hate to rule our hearts and our minds. Therefore, we can truly celebrate our fellow sisters and brothers in Christ when they receive their blessings before we receive ours. So it's time out for Christians being jealous of one another. What God has for you, it is for you, and there's enough for everybody. God is rich in houses and lands. He have not changed, and He have no respect of persons. So what He says He's going to do, what He's done for others, He's going to do the same thing for you and for me. When we don't have jealousy and envy and strife and hate in our hearts for our brothers and sisters in Christ and our neighbors and our family members, when we see them being blessed before us. So I may have to do a part two to this lesson. It was so good. And so we need to start hearing more and more about this, and so we can be fed by the word of God, so we can become transformed by our minds and be better doers of God's word and stop being jealous and envious of one another. So the title of this message on today was, what happens when we come together in unity and love? and be faithful doers of God's word. And I just want to give a great shout out to the members of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church and my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. A great shout out to Bishop Jennings and Greater Shield of Faith family. Know that I love you, God loves you too. So that is the word for tonight on the lesson for tonight. What happens when we come together in unity and in love? So I had more, but I think we need to do part two to this. And I hope that it was all received in love, because I can only give you what God gave me. So I pray that everyone has been blessed by it and it's been helpful to someone on tonight, and that you will be able to pass it on to someone else so they can be blessed by it as well. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word on tonight. I pray, Lord, that it was received in love, and that those that received it, Heavenly Father, can be better doers of your word, because even if there was a point in their life and time where they were jealous or envious of others that have been blessed before them, they now know that you're not pleased with that. And so now we have a transferred heart and a transformed heart and mind to know that what you've done for others, you are able to do for them as well, and that we must wait until our change come, because you know exactly when to bless us, and you promise to give us the desires of our hearts. So we thank you for this lesson on tonight. We just pray that it was a blessing to someone on tonight, and most of all that someone was saved on tonight, backsliders were coming back to the fold, and that you will continue to bless and build up the body of Christ and of those faithful doers of your word, as we receive and do and hear your word, that we continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you too. Until the next time, know that we must always give God total praise. Good night.